Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 111 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about us.
If you could go back in time, would you make out with yourself?
I think I want to hear your answer first.
No. No. Not now, not back then, not never. But you know the answer to that. I already have ugly duckling.
So you're not your own type?
No, I guess not. I just find it'd be weird. It'd be oogie.
You've never had a twin fantasy?
Never, no. 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 Would you do it? Would you make out with yourself?
Most definitely.
Really? Yeah, I think.
Especially during the early days of the AIDS pandemic when nobody knew what the cause was and there was no treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Having sex with yourself would be the ultimate safe sex.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that would be. Yeah, you would know what.
And I would know exactly what to do and when and how hard and how soft and.
Yeah. I guess you make a pretty good valid point. It just would be weird, though, I guess.
Of course it'd be weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't... I think I'd laugh the whole time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more serious about sex than you are, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. You're the one who views it as bowling, though, but...
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I would laugh. I'd probably be like a little kid, like just giggling, like, yeah, I don't think I'd be able to do it. So that's interesting that you want me to hear my answer first, though.
Well, yeah, because every time I answer, you always have to agree with me.
All right.
What's your biggest complaint about your job?
Where do I start? I'm kidding. There's not one specific thing. That's a good question. Just, I would like for you people to be nicer. That's all. I mean, I preach that all the time and on this podcast about, you know, if people weren't so hateful. I understand that people are coming in there and they're in a pinch, but it doesn't mean they have to ruin everybody else's day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try my best to make it an enjoyable experience. And when you come at me and you're nasty, first off, that's not going to get you anywhere with me. I understand you're there in a pinch, but treating me like a piece of crap isn't going to get you any more money. It's going to make me dislike you, and it's going to get you less money. So, it's, you know, you attract more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So, I would have to say that. Just people need to be nicer.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't really have any complaints about my job. I love my job.
Okay.
I think that the wonderful job that I have right now is karma paying me back for the horrible, horrible job that I had before that.
Yeah, that's true. That's good. That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't know how long karma will hold out, because I don't know how long this job will hold out.
Hopefully it will hold out until you decide to retire.
Yeah, that was my hope. But yeah. Right now, the way things are, who knows?
Yeah, well, we're hoping for the best.
Best to be, to watch.
Yeah, but still, we're hoping for the best.
And I guess no matter how great your job is, you should always keep your resume up to date.
Yeah, I guess so. So you don't have any complaints about your job at all?
Well, the only complaint I would have is that I'm a tiny, tiny, tiny cog in a huge, huge, huge machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what I like about the job, but it's also a frustrating thing.
Yeah.
I don't have an admin account on my computer, so every time I need some software installed to do my job, have to go to IT and have them install it for me, and I have to fill out forms proving that I need it. And
wait.
Yeah. If I need a registry setting, I have to go through paperwork when I could have had it done in 10 seconds on my own.
A lot of red tape.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And I'm not used to that. The last few jobs I've had, I was it. I did everything, and they trusted me, and it's hard to not have that anymore.
Yeah. And like you said, you're a cog in this huge machine. So, yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. What is your favorite zoo animal?
I like them all.
Do you?
Have you seen me particularly like a certain animal?
Not really. No, I mean, it's cute. You talk to them all.
Yes, I talk to them. They don't ever answer back. Oh,
good, Dr. Doolittle. we'd have a problem there if they did.
I already know your answer. It's the otters.
Yep. Yeah, you know that. You light up like a little kid when I get to go see the otters. You know that.
You sure do.
So, but yeah, you don't have one in particular?
I kind of like the animals in the herpetarium more than the other animals.
The lizards and snakes and all that?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I figured you'd say like the Australian outback, the birds and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that I guess that would be my favorite, because I enjoy walking through there and hearing all the birds and having them fly overhead.
And you can get close to them and talk to them, too.
Yeah.
Especially the parrots and stuff like that. So you would say those are probably...
I guess no particular species,
but yeah.
I like that whole exhibit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cute. You do enjoy yourself when you're at the zoo. But you nailed mine on the head. It's definitely the otter. Like I said, I'm like a little kid when I get to see them. So I think I get more excited than the little kids that see them. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always sit towards the back so all the little kids can see better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn.
What's the emoji you use the most?
The big pile of steaming poop. I'm kidding. I don't use emojis. I don't use any emojis ever. Do you?
Hardly ever. Maybe more in my current job than ever before. Because people hit me up on Teams all the time wanting questions and... And I give them the answer, and often the one that everyone uses is the thumbs up emoji. Because it's kind of like saying, okay, I acknowledge that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't use the emoji. I guess the emoji I probably would use, if anything, would probably be the heart.
Which you send me all the time.
Yeah, love you. So, I mean, and then you always, and you do the I love you back with the sheep.
So. The heart. No.
The eyeball.
An eyeball and a heart and a sheep.
Yeah. I love you, yeah. So, but no, I don't, I'm not an emoji person. I don't know. It's just not my thing. So, I guess I'm an adult.
They even have emoji translators.
Well, some of them you need to, because now people, like, write sentences in emojis.
Well, I think because people use them, they say... Take this sentence and turn it into emojis, and it'll do it.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I guess it's too difficult to actually just spell something out nowadays. What name was ruined for you because you knew someone terrible with that name?
Kevin.
That didn't take you long at all. I don't have an answer for this question, really.
Well, you remember I was just saying that...
Your last job.
My last job. Well, Kevin was just an awful, horrible person.
Yes, he was.
And I had to work for him.
Yes, he was.
And God.
You knew you were in for it when, was it your second day at work? They said, so you're going to stick around?
The first day and the second day and the third day, at the end of the day, they asked me if I was going to come back.
You should have known.
I bet they've had a bunch of people walk out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't even like the job paid well.
Oh, it paid okay. It didn't pay.
What you're making now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think you're underpaid.
But now every time there is a guy at work, his name is Kevin. He's very friendly. He says hello to me. And the only reason I could remember his name is because it's Kevin.
You're so bad. You're terrible. But no, I don't really have a name like that that's, you know, that's you know, turn me off that bad where it's, you know, there's, I'm trying to think, there's an actor that I can't absolutely stand because of one of the roles that he was in. He played such a good bad guy that I absolutely hated him, and it was hard for me to get over seeing him in other things.
It must have been one of those mafia movies.
I think so. But yeah, I mean, that probably occurs more to me than anything else that, you know, if I see someone in a show, heard a dog or a cat, that person's done, even if it's a movie. I'll turn it
and
off.
Actors just love the evil roles. They're the most fun to portray.
Because they're masochists. But, there's really not a name. So, oh, no, I'll take that back. Dean would probably be one. Yeah.
So you hate all Deans?
Yeah.
Because of that one?
Because of that one Dean. Because he was a dick. And if I ever... I told you, if I ever ran into him again, I'd beat his ass.
Hmm.
And that still stands 20-some years later. So... Hmm. So that just popped into my head, but it's not that deep seated hate. I just would beat him up or get into a fight with him. I'd happily spend a day in jail after kicking his ass. So
don't expect me to bail you out.
No, I know you wouldn't. So you have some sort of sick fantasy about me being in prison with a bunch of other guys. I'm kidding.
What's the best conspiracy theory you can think of?
I
don't know if this means that it's the most plausible or the least plausible.
I couldn't even give you a conspiracy theory right now. Well, there's the one now that's spreading. They said, I read last night, this whole Trump thing was a setup. This whole assassination plot was
the
a
tail
setup.
That wags the dog.
Yeah. That it was a setup to make him look good. That's why he jumped right up and was giving the let's go sign and, you know, jumped all up and all that stuff. So, but that's one conspiracy theory that I had. But no, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Some of the more laughable ones is that Michelle Obama is a man, which is asinine. They're stupid. How about you?
You do believe the ones that all birds have been replaced by robots.
Oh, that's true. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's absolutely 100% certified that that's real. That's why we have power cords, so they can recharge.
Mm-hmm.
They sit up there and they recharge their batteries. Mm-hmm. And it's all set up by CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I would say any conspiracy theory having to do with the government.
Mm-hmm.
Where people say it's a big government cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked for big government before, and you can't cover up nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the aviation industry early in my career,
mm-hmm.
and there was a magazine that everybody read called Aviation Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And we called it Aviation Legally,
mm-hmm.
because every secret thing that we were supposed to hold to our chests and never reveal was in there after week.
Oh, wow.
The government can't have a successful conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too many people with wagging tongues.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, you can't even, right now, the Supreme Court can't even keep a decision shut.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting leaked before the actual rules come out. So, you know, and that's supposed to be held in the highest esteem, pretty much. So, yeah, I believe with what you're saying. So, but, yeah. If there was a slogan for your life, what would it be?
Okay, I already have one all prepared.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's on my Mastodon profile.
What is it?
It says, sarcasm is a precious resource that too often goes wasted.
Yep. Yep, that's your standard saying. Your slogan, I guess. I won't have one.
Not even, I'm here to help?
No.
Because you're not?
No. I mean, I do, begrudgingly. I don't know. I mean...
Your life is so complex, it cannot be reduced to a slogan.
Yeah, that's my slogan right there. That's my slogan. My life is so complex, it can't be reduced to a slogan. That's my slogan.
I have to get you a Mastodon account and put that on there.
Yep. So that's my slogan. There we go. Thank you for my slogan.
What's the most stress-relieving thing you can do for less than $20?
Well, it doesn't cost anything to actually do it. You can jerk off and not cost a thing. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's my answer.
It's not the liquor store.
No. No, I quit drinking. Yeah, that's fun when you're first doing it, but then the hangover sucks and that $20. Mm. You're spending another $20 on greasy food and Advil the next day mm-hmm. to get rid of the $20 from the previous day.
And all the taxes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, and then the stupid shit you did using that $20. Mm. The moronic
stuff. Gives you even more stress.
Yeah, the moronic stuff that you said and did in public. Mm. So, yeah. And that's not saying I'm not against people who drink. They can drink all they want. Just, it's not for me anymore. So.
Yeah, every time we give an opinion on something, we lose another listener.
Yeah, we didn't need them anyway, then, if they're that soft. So,
the stress-releasing thing that I do is go for a walk in the nature.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I will sometimes bring this field recorder with me and plug in the earphones so I can hear the birds better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I go with you on those walks sometimes mm-hmm. now, too, so.
We see deer, squirrels, rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Dead bodies. I'm kidding.
I smelled it, but I didn't see it.
That's crazy. You really think there might have been something?
It sure smelled like death on that path.
It was probably something that was dead then. Probably an animal or something like that.
I don't know. It smelled like your foot did when you had osteomyelitis.
That's gross. That smell doesn't go away either. Mm. It kind of just nestles right up in mm-hmm. your nasal cone. Okay. What great idea would you like to try if you had enough money?
I don't know if I have said this on the podcast or not. It kind of seems like I have, but just in case, I'm going to say it again. When you get fast food at the fast food place at the drive-thru and you take it home, mm-hmm. often by the time you get it home, it's soggy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, you know, you had hot sauce put on it or you had ketchup and mustard or whatever, mm-hmm. and it got soggy. Well, they have hot sauce in a packet and they have ketchup and mustard in a packet. So you can order your hamburger plain mm-hmm. and when you get home, put the seasoning of the sauce on it and mm-hmm. you won't have a soggy hamburger.
Yeah.
Well, I want packets of chili.
That's a good idea.
And I have actually looked. Amazon has everything you could ever buy, and they don't have that.
Hmm. So you need to come meet an engineer or a restaurateur or some food person to mm-hmm. help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's a good idea. Because they can get like a chili dog.
Yeah, get a plain dog and a packet of chili, and then when you get home, put it on there.
Bread wouldn't be all mushy and ruined mm-hmm. and all that stuff, so mm-hmm. that's a good idea. See, I took it as something like what great idea would you like to try if you had enough money? I thought you would say something like go into space with one of those celebrity new rocket jets that they go up in. Like if you were rich enough, what would you do if you had enough money? That's how I was reading it.
Well, that would be fun for me, but not terribly useful for society.
No. I don't think you would do it, though. I think you would like to do it, but I don't think you'd do well in one of those little rocket ships.
Probably not. I don't like being on airplanes. I don't like being on elevators, but I have to get on elevators.
Yeah. I think the only way to do it is if we stuffed you full of Xanax or something like that. Mm-hmm. Drugged you.
Then I wouldn't know what I was doing.
Well, you know, but you'd just be a drooling, blathering idiot.
Hmm.
So, I don't have any kind of intuition when it comes to coming up with great ideas. I'm the one that sits in the back and goes, that's a brilliant idea. I wish I would have thought of it.
Hmm.
Unless you can think of something that I probably came up with. I don't have any idea.
I don't either.
Yeah. I'm pretty boring.
Hmm.
Real boring, actually. So, it's okay, though. See, I wouldn't even make out with myself. That's how boring I am.
What celebrity do people compare you to?
I have no idea. No one's ever compared me to a celebrity. Have people compared you to a celebrity?
People compared the both of us to celebrities.
To who?
To, give me a second, I'll think of it. Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You're Jay and I'm Silent Bob.
Yeah. Not the way we look, but maybe because of our attitudes. You're quiet and I'm more outgoing.
And the way we look.
You think so?
If we ever had to go to a dress-up costume party, that's what we should do.
I don't have the hair to be silly, or Jay.
Well, we could buy you a wig.
Okay. So, I guess so then. That's a good one, though, yeah. Yeah, we should do that, actually, when you're for that, or I think we should be Mario and Luigi.
Okay.
You have no idea what I'm talking
yeah.
about. Super Mario. But
I don't look very good in 8-bit.
Stop it. That probably went over a lot of people's heads, but that's funny. It's funny in and of itself if it does. So, Jane, Silent Bob, that's a good one. So, yeah. So, you think you look like another celebrity at all, or no?
People constantly tell me I look just like Tom Selleck. They mistake me for him all the time.
Shut up. Such an idiot. You're ornery today. All right. Is that it already?
I think so.
Wow, that was a quick episode. So, what's your favorite joke this week?
Can you guess what number I'm thinking of?
7.
Nope.
What is it?
Guess again.
9.
It's between 68 and 70.
69? Wow. Sometimes you hit it out of the park and then somebody does a little dribbler up the middle. All right.
We hope you enjoyed episode 111 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.